Hi, this is Monica Rood. I wanted to talk to you about the Summer Garden Flower Fiesta that we're planning. It's going to be at the Silver City Farmers Market on August 24th from 9 to 12. The idea of the Flower Fiesta is to get people jazzed up about flowers, growing flowers, buying flowers, eating flowers, etc., everything about flowers. And it's also a fundraiser for our radio station, Gila Membres Community Radio. So the basic idea of the Flower Fiesta is for you gardeners out there who have flowers to pick a bouquet of flowers and bring them into the market on that morning and donate them, and we will have a silent auction on each bouquet. So come and donate, and also come and bid on all the other bouquets and maybe take one or two home. Also, people will be able to buy a dot or several dots and vote for their favorite bouquet. Those who are bringing bouquets, the bouquet that gets the most votes will be getting grand prizes. There will be three top prizes given for the three bouquets getting the most votes. So encourage your friends to come and buy lots of dots, and they can vote as often as they want or in as many times as they want on the various bouquets. In addition to the silent auction and the voting, we're also going to have some mini classes, including flower arranging, botanical illustration, how to make a tussy-mussy, flowers for pollinators, edible flowers, and also growing lavender. And I have here with me today Frances Trotta, who's going to be teaching this little class on growing lavender. The classes are only going to be 15 minutes long, so be sure you get there on time if you're interested in this particular class. Frances's class on lavender is going to start at 10:30. Frances Trotta is the person who spearheaded the lavender median here in Silver City a few years ago, and I wanted her to tell us a little bit about how she got involved in lavender, Frances.
Well, yeah, lavender to me has always been about place, and that goes in both directions. I lived in France for many, many years, part-time during the year, and I lived right in the middle of the lavender-growing region in the south of France. And never saw a lavender plant in my life before I landed there and fell in love with them. And I fell in love with the sounds and the smells that are associated with that plant. And when I finally had to leave France permanently, because we sold our house there, I came back here and tried to find ways to reconnect with that experience, and really didn't own a house and didn't have a garden for a number of years. And then finally I bought my house in Silver City. It was at the end of a little street that borders the big ditch. And every day when I left that house, whether I was driving or walking out, I would go by this median. And this median was huge, and it was covered with goat's heads, and it was an eyesore, and the dogs used to walk across it and come on walking normally and leave limping, and people would park their cars on it. And I just looked at that thing and I said, I am going to have to look at that median every time I leave or come home. So I decided, after finding a small little notice in the Silver City Press about the Keep New Mexico Beautiful grants, that I would write a grant. And I'd never done that before either, but they're relatively simple. So I wrote a grant, and lo and behold, I got money. I got $400, and with that money, I bought 375 lavender plants. And with the help of the community, we broke up the concrete-like soil with pickaxes and got those things in the ground. And the town very nicely allowed us to use the water that was already metered there on site. And after 2 years, we had real lavender growing there. And that's, I'm going to say, about 6 years ago. So right now what we have is an aging lavender median, and my expectations about what it would appear to be in the beginning have shifted, and other things are being put onto that median bit by bit. We're growing chamisa there, so there will be a flowering season for the bees and the butterflies in the fall. And I ordered half a dozen sand cherries to be put there. Hopefully they'll come in, because then we'll have something blooming in the spring before the lavender blooms. But one of the things that I can't put there and I can't make happen is body count, volunteers. And that's kind of my issue and problem right now. We need help on that median, and it's a really simple kind of labor to do. It's not anything sophisticated, and anybody who helps is welcome to some free lavender when the crop gets ready. I don't generally encourage people to cut on it, particularly if they're not involved, but because it is a feast for the pollinators and the butterflies, which sort of range there all the way through until November. But if we could have some souls coming in and helping along, they'd be welcome to take lavender. And working in those medians, that median is spectacular, because when you leave, you're always covered with the scent of, you know, this beautiful aromatic kind of lavender smell. So that's sort of what's happening now. Help, we need people. And it doesn't have to be really structured. If I could meet you one-on-one, after that, after a little bit of a conversation, I can just point you in the direction of the lavender field, and you can show up 45 minutes once a week, do whatever you want to do, and do it at the time that you're doing it. It's not a crew. We're not gathering a bunch of people who need to be there at a certain time. We just need some people who really want to kind of jump in and help preserve this lavender median, which is the last historic median in the historic district of Silver City. All the other ones have been destroyed. And maybe take home some lavender at the end of the day.
So what you're really talking about is the maintenance part of learning to cultivate lavender.
Yes, absolutely, the maintenance. And, you know, it's interesting. I've discovered that the maintenance on a public median and the way that one kind of cares for the original 365 plants is different than what you might do in a home setting, where you could be a little more detail-oriented. It really is hard to be detail-oriented with that many plants. And sadly, because of that, over the years, a lot of the plants have had to, they've expired, they've been damaged, but in theory, lavender can last almost 25 years. This is what I've read, and it remains to be seen, but a lavender plant that you grow in your garden would be capable of being kept alive for a long time. The ones they use for production are actually gotten rid of about every half dozen years, because they're not as robust and they don't produce enough. And again, they can't be detailed to care the way you can in your own garden. So, yeah, Team Lavender, where are you, you know?
So if someone was interested in volunteering for this project, they could give you a call?
They can give me a call.
And
I have an email address. My telephone number is 575-388-8780, and my email address is procris, P as in Peter, ROCRIS, at cybermesa.com. And I'll give you as much instruction about how to work with these plants as I know, if that's something you'd be interested in. I think it's a good trade, a lesson for a little bit of labor.
So people could also come to your class at the Flower Fiesta and learn more about other aspects of lavender cultivation and meet you and chat a little more about what would be involved in this. We're kind of talking about a lavender dream team,
That's right.
Like.
Yeah. Well, if they show up at that class, in 15 minutes, I will tell them everything I can in those 15 minutes, and hopefully someone will be interested enough and their interest will be sparked to move it to the, you know, step up to the next thing, which would be to volunteer for the Lavender Median, thereby putting what I've given them as learning into actual, you know, practice.
Cool. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
We'll give that information again at the end of our little talk.
Yeah.
But while they're also at the Flower Fiesta, there's going to be kids' activities, and we're going to be giving away free lavender cookies.
Mm.
And it's a great opportunity to support our radio station.
Yeah.
So we do have a couple of rules. If people want to submit a bouquet of flowers for the silent auction, they have to bring it to the farmer's market table by 9 o'clock. This is August 24th, 9 o'clock in the morning. If for some reason you want to submit a bouquet but you can't bring it that morning, you could bring it the Friday afternoon before to the radio station here on Bullard Street across the street from the food co-op. Also, the flowers have to be a fresh bouquet from either your garden or someone else's garden, but not from the store. No store-bought flowers, please. This is about flower gardening. Also, we're not looking for dried flowers or silk flowers for this event. So come on over, bring your bouquets, bring your friends, call your friends, tell them to come on down. Gene Eisenhower and Greg Renfro are going to be providing music at the farmer's market that morning, and they might even have a flower song to sing. I would like to give a special thanks to our sponsors for the Flower Fiesta. They are Silver Heights Nursery, Lone Mountain Natives, Easy Does It, Grass-Fed Meat, BioSecco, and Bear Creek Herb Store. We have also had a lot of local people and merchants contribute prizes. As I said, there are going to be three big prizes. All the prizes are going to be divided up amongst the three bouquets that get the most dots. And they include a crystal flower vase, a book on gardening, a painted silk scarf, a free consultation for landscaping, gift certificates to local restaurants and coffee shops. Again, I wanted to Frances to give her phone number and email address again for anyone interested in joining the Lavender Dream Team, which will be helping to maintain this fabulous Lavender Median in downtown Silver that Frances and a lot of other people have put a lot of effort into getting established. It does bloom for the whole month of July and is loaded with all sorts of butterflies and bees, and it is a feast for the senses. So, Frances, what was that contact info again?
My telephone number is 388-8780, and my email address is procris, P-R-O-C-R-I-S, at cybermesa.com.
Thank you. So remember, the Summer Garden Flower Fiesta, August 24th at the Silver City Farmers Market from 9 to 12. And if you have any further questions or want to sign up to be a volunteer, you could contact me, Monica Rood. My number is 535-2860, and my email address is info, I-N-F-O, at desertwoman, D-E-S-E-R-T-W-O-M-A-N, .net. Thanks for joining us.